Welcome you and all to another episode of the Global Latin Factor Podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. That's right. Welcome to another episode. Appreciate you very much for being here. If you have not taken the time to subscribe, now is the time. You're already here. Hit the subscribe button, the bell notification, so you'll know when we release new episodes about the Global Latin Factor Podcast, where we bring you some amazing content about some amazing Latinos. Today, we're doing another solo episode, and we're bringing you a true legend, an amazing, amazing legend, and we're going to tell you all about that in the Global Latin Factor way. So, get ready. Here we come. Vicente, a.k.a. Chente Fernandez. That's right. Vicente Fernandez was born on February 17th, 1940, in the town of Huentitán, El Alto, Jalisco, Mexico, and died December 12, 2021, at the age of 81 in Guanajuato, Jalisco, Mexico. He is a Mexican singer, songwriter, actor, and film producer, nicknamed El Chente, El Charro de Huentitán, El Ídolo de Mexico, El Rey de la Música Ranchera. Yep. Having recorded more than 100 albums and contributed to more than 30 films, he has a catalog consisting of ranchera music and other classical Mexican music. Vicente Fernandez's career spanned over 5 decades. During the time, he became a cultural icon known for his smooth, bitter tenor as well as his powerful performance. He sold over 70 million albums and is considered one of the most successful artists of our generation. Now, if you ever heard a song, if you ever been to a Mexican party, you would definitely have heard one of his songs, especially at the end of the night, whenever everybody's about, when you want everybody to be home and go home finally after whatever party you had, you would definitely have heard some Chente. His songs hit. I don't know what it is about his voice or his songs, but man, yeah, unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, he did pass away, but his music still lives on strongly, definitely. His live performances were marked by amazing charro outfits, charro suits, big sombreros, mariachi orchestra, also with matching attire. Fernandez's music is characterized by theme, love, rural life, and the struggles, and of course, the joy of everyday people. Now, if you got an opportunity to go see him perform live, let us know in the comments. I want to hear what your experience was like. I didn't get a chance to see it. However, I heard that whenever he performed for like 3 to 4 hours, usually he was drinking a little something, most likely tequila, if I'm not mistaken, or some kind of alcoholic drink. And he just sang the night away. And by the end, some stories and some videos are out in the internet where he was just, you know, it's kind of hard to stand because he was like so into singing and doing whatever he was doing. And by the time he finished his drink, his bottle, and he exited the stage, he was barely making it out. But the crowd loved it. So again, if you got to see him perform live, tell us all about your experience. How was it like to actually got to see him? Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. As I mentioned earlier, I wanted to see him live, but I didn't get an opportunity. But if you did, please let us know. Now, he sang about also the corruption of the politicians and the seduction of flirtatious men. His lyrics resonated with audiences around the world. He had numerous hits on the Latin and Mexican regional music charts, sold out concerts across America and Europe, and won numerous industry awards. Fernandez's popularity at home was comparable to like a Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley, something compared to the U.S. Some of our most renowned albums include the 1968 breakthrough El Remedio, in 1974 El Hijo del Pueblo. He also had international hits like Volver, Volver in 1972, which has been covered by many other popular artists. Now, Volver, Volver is like, is an amazing song. I think there's like I seen a clip on some social media about how the song came to be, like how the record labels were like, this is not something that we want to do, but he was insisted that this was a song and they needed to put it out there. And, you know, really, you know, he felt like this was a song that's going to do something. And sure, his gut feeling was right, because this song is Volver. If you never heard Volver, go check it out. Go listen to it to right now. Add it to your playlist at the end of the night, because that song, it is amazing. Now, despite struggling during his youth and having to drop out of school at the age of 10 years old to support his family, he began singing and playing guitar at the age of 8 years old. Not only that, but as he was trying to make it as an artist, you can find him doing all kinds of other odd jobs, not only singing in restaurants for tips, not even being paid to perform, singing for tips. And he's done, in one of the interviews I've seen, he's done all kinds of jobs. Albañil, which is construction, washing cars, all kinds of things, jobs that he wanted to. He said, you know, of course, when they were coming up, him and his family were not of a lot of means, so they have to find a way to make money. And there's some of the odd jobs that he did before he saw success. So, you know, we remember him for being the icon, the many songs that he put out, many albums. But before that, remember, before the beautiful Instagram picture that we have, there's this man that had to go through a journey in order for him to build his career to become what he was. So again, there's a lot of other work that gets done before you actually get to, you know, taste the fruit of your labors. But you have to be able to put the work. You have to be able to want to put the work in order for you to see those. So that's some of the things that people might not know, but that's what he did. In the early 1960s, he turned semi-professional and sang with local mariachi bands. He later moved to Mexico City, where he joined Pepe Mendoza's band, Amanecer, that's a mariachi, and then José Luis Aguilar led the band at that time. Although he was frequently rejected by record labels, he was finally noticed by CBS Mexico in 1966. Despite becoming an instant success, his singles such as Tu Camino, El Mio, and Cantina del Barrio helped him launch his career. So again, don't think just because we know him now that that's what happened. He was constantly being rejected until he was actually able to do something with what he had. Like, he would not take no for answer, wouldn't give up, and including the song. So after the success of Volver, his career took off and became one of the most successful singers of his time. He was the first performer to sell out the Plaza de Toros bullfighting stadium, and his live performances I mentioned earlier were iconic. If you saw it, let me know. I definitely want to see it. His career continued to inspire new generation of artists, and his influence in the genre are still felt today. In 2021, a month before his passing at the age of 81, he won a Latin Grammy for his studio album, Mis Ochenta. His music continued to be admired by people all around the world. Like, not only what I'm talking about, as I always say here, the global Latin factor, is because not only was this man from Mexico, but his music was able to touch Latin America and all the way to Europe and many other places. So he's definitely a global Latin factor in that sense, because his music, even though it was in Spanish, even though it was mariachi, and he was able to do it. And not to mention, the man sang some operas. Like, he wasn't just singing mariachi. Here and there, they'll test his skills with some tenors and some well-known opera singers, and he will go toe-to-toe with them. He will be able to sing. If you find it, Google or YouTube some videos of him singing, and you are able to see his skill as far as his range. He would be able to perform for the ones that are on audio. Like, he'll take the mic close to, like, about an inch, and he'll put it all the way close to his waist, and you can still hear the voice and then bring it back up, that is like amazing voice and amazing sound that he has. And there was no one like it as far as the way that he was able to interpret the song, sing the song. He did a little bit of songwriting, but not as much. He's not known for that. But as far as his voice, man, his voice was one of a kind. Again, you can see some clips on YouTube where he performed with opera. I forget the name of the opera individuals now, but he was right there with them because they know that his voice was that potent. Even though he did mariachi, they knew that he was capable to hit those higher notes into that range. And that is just like crazy to me. And again, all over the world. Some fun facts about Vicente Fernandez. Hello, quickly jumping in to let you know. I know that you know you are enjoying the show, so go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification bell, and now back to the episode. He won 8 Latin Grammy Awards and 3 Grammy Awards. Yep. According to Vicente's account in one of his interviews, his early unforgettable memories were of his mother taking him to the theater to watch a famous Pedro Infante and Jorge Negrete movie. That's the first introduction to him at the age of 7 years old. And he remembers telling his mom that I am going to be like them. I'm going to be a film star just like they were. And sure enough, he completed that task. Vicente Fernandez moved to Mexico City, as I mentioned earlier, to fulfill his musical ambitions. Not only did he leave where he was, but he went and pursued his love for what he wanted to do. And when he got to Mexico again, he was doing all those random odd jobs too, and singing with mariachi bands, also collecting tips. That's how he made some of his living and be able to bring money home. Those are some of the things that he did, as far as, you know, trying to make himself, you know, who he was. We hope that at this time that you enjoy the episode of Vicente Fernandez. Now, this is just like a very, very small introduction to Vicente Fernandez. I feel also the things that we were missing for the Global Latin Factor is like a lot of generations, mostly second, third generation Mexicanos or Latinos know about Vicente Fernandez and they love his songs. And most of the interviews that you will find in English. So I feel like there's a disconnect of like, oh, man, I love his music, but I wish there was something more. I wish there was something more that I would know where he was at. So this is a little bit of what he was as far as giving you an insight of his life and the things that he did before he passed away and the accomplishments. And to let you know that this man not only made some amazing music, but he also had like, come from literally nothing and or very little to making himself like one of the biggest thing that there ever was. And unfortunately he did pass away, but he was 81. He lived I don't know him personally, but I'm pretty sure he lived an amazing life. There was a few, and I know people that know this because online his sons were kidnapped by the cartels, if I'm not mistaken. He got raided by the DEA because they were trying to connect them with cartels, but none of that stuff was actually proven. But again, amazing story. Vicente Chente Fernandez, if you never heard of him before, if you're a Latino, there's nothing wrong with it. It might not be your thing, but a lot of people do know this. But this is another Latino that you'll be like, man, let me go check out his music. Or just to go listen to his music and check out and experience a song, you'll be like, wow, this man could sing. He could sing. This man could sing his behind off. And it shows because he has so many accolades, so many awards for that. And so I suggest you go check out Vicente Fernandez. Check out some of his music that he has. Some of the chart toppers, Volver, Volver, or El Rey. There's so many of them. Plenty of albums that he recorded for you to find one and see what you think about him. And if you're a second, third generation Mexicano and you enjoy the music, but you never knew about his life, well, this is a little bit about his life. So I hope you enjoy. Again, thank you very much for checking out another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Remember to go subscribe to the channel You're already here watching. If you are on audio, go give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, por favor. And if you're on Spotify, thank you very much. And all the audio, all the audios that are downloaded, thank you very much. Share with somebody. Let them know what we're doing here. If you're interested in some of the merchandise that we have the globallatinfactor.com, thegloballatinfactor.com. Also, you can find us on IG. Go add us on IG, and you'll be able to see the link tree where we have different things, so where you can find us, and also the website and the merchandise, so you can make a regular tee. So right now, the tie is from a website, but we're going to find a way to make something for us. If you're interested, we also have this amazing mugs. Check it out. So if you like a mug, I don't have those yet, but I can definitely add them if you are interested. And I can definitely add a link for you to go pick yourself a mug, a Global Latin Factor mug. Again, thank you so much for checking out another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Remember, we are just like you. We are humans. We are the spice in this melting pot that it is the world. Till next time. You are still here. Thank you. Thank you very much for checking out another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell. Every subscription, every like, every comment helps us a lot, and you are really appreciated for that. Thank you. You are bringing awareness to more Latino content, more Latino people that are doing and fulfilling their dreams, and for that, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Del amigo, walks like a pero, but in fact is a flamingo. Coming to Havana and reach from Puerto Rico on a pirate ship, he don't know where do we go. The birds of the jungle chasing fortune and fame, but Juan is flamingo, is not walking the same. Balague de la flauta en banana.